The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. Want the real story behind the sound bites and headlines? Let's find the facts. Remember, it's not a conspiracy theory if it's the truth. You are not paranoid or confused. You just need to know.
Welcome in, everybody. It is a brand new edition of Need to Know. Kip Kiefer with you as per usual, and as not per usual, you're not going to have to endure a half hour of my brilliant witticisms and rantings and ravings, because I've got a couple special guests on today. A lot of the things that I have been preaching on this show for the last couple of years, well, these guys are actually practicing what I'm preaching, so I'm delighted to have them on today. They are residents up around Lake Lanier in north of Atlanta, Hall County, and it's Banks County, right, is the other one that's kind of adjoining. I've got Brian Parker and J.R. Williamson, and these guys have done what we've been talking about for a long time here on Need to Know, the need for citizens to roll up their sleeves and get involved in the process. You know, you encounter so many people, and I'm sure everybody listening has had this experience in recent days. If anything political, and of course, this is way outside of politics, but this weekend, the hot spot in the Middle East really was the major news story of the weekend. But when people say, I can't listen to the news, it's too depressing. It wears me out. I'm not political. I don't want to talk about politics. Well, that's a big problem we have in our country right now. And Brian and JR have done something about it up in their area of North Georgia. Guys, I just want to kind of get an overview of the initiative that you've started, how it came to be and how it began and where are you at right now and what's your objectives?
Brian, I'm going to let you lead in talking about the constitutional group.
Well, very good. So over 10 years ago, a group of patriots got together and started meeting for lunch. They were politically active, a conservative group, just a few guys. And they decided that they would meet for lunch every week and that they would talk about the issues, talk about how they could make an impact to better the community, to better the state. And they continue to do that. I got involved with them a couple of years ago. We meet at the local restaurant, the Golden Corral in Gainesville.
Nice.
Every Tuesday for lunch. And now we have the meeting room reserved. We have speakers every week, and we'll typically have anywhere from 30 to 50 people show up to hear what's going on, to be actively involved in not only the county, but the surrounding counties and statewide as well. So a lot going on. We have a very engaging speakers that come and challenge us to let us know what's happening, both from the Gold Dome and downtown Atlanta and other political candidates recently to come and talk to us.
So JR, talk about a little bit of kind of the goals, because you guys are still in the sort of the beginning stages of becoming a real kind of grassroots organization to get people more engaged in the process and hear more voices and let their voices be heard. But it also relates to things like voter registration, I would assume. So tell us about some of the objectives that your group is pursuing.
Well, Kip, we've primarily been focused on trying to organize what we've done in Hall County as a small group and expand that statewide and try to get it county by county.
Mm-hmm.
With the goals of, you know, trying to come up with candidates that could run against the rhinos we currently have in office.
And get right.
Moved out, you know. But we've vetted our candidates. We've gotten behind our candidates. We've promoted them. We've done a lot of things. We've even created websites. We have a Facebook page. MAGA Georgia has kind of, we just got up and really going recently with a lot of promotions. And we've been just seeking the right candidates that we could back to run in office who are America first, constitutionally sound, American loving candidates that we feel will make a change in office.
Yeah. I mean, it, you know, it's such an important dynamic because the whole vision by the founders who were anticipating a lot of the issues that we are experiencing right now. And that's really the brilliance in what this conception, this audacious experiment that's called America is all about. But citizen participation is an absolute must if it's going to work. People being indifferent, sticking their head in the sand, thinking that everything's cynical and's going to go away and you know, everything's going to be fine. This system doesn't work. And really, people that are working against our system and this kind of elitist attitude as developed and there's this movement toward this massive central government kind of thing, they actually count on the indifference of the of John Q. public to really kind of accelerate their agenda. And it's about time American citizens say, you know, this is a government of the people, by the people, for the people. This is not some bureaucrat's government in Washington, D.C. This is yours, mine, everybody who's an American citizen. And I really applaud you guys for stepping up and starting to do some of the things, you know, at the local level, because you know, and it was a big reason I wanted to have you guys on today, because I'm hoping people will listen to this and say, hey, we could do this. And so just give some advice to some people maybe living in Texas or Missouri or wherever they might be listening to the podcast today. How did you guys really kind of get organized and where are you now? And what can we expect to see in the near future?
Well, if you mentioned you mentioned the word local, and so what comes to mind to me is local action equals national impact. And General Michael Flynn had made that slogan famous: local action equals national impact. And so we feel that and see that playing out here locally in Georgia, and we're carrying it to all 159 counties. We're trying to organize and get grassroots movements going in 159 counties that are America first, that have that attitude, that have the conservative mindset, that want to take America back. JR.
And we're trying, you know, we're trying to go to the commission meetings. We're going to the board of election meetings. We're going to the teachers board meetings. We're there. I mean, the group that we work with, they are very active. They are in everybody's face asking questions, want to know when they can do this. What are they going to do about that? You know, we're hitting issues at the local level, but at the same time, we're hitting issues at the state level. We've made it a really hard effort to call about these bills that are coming through the state capitals that are just absurd. I mean, they are civil rights crushing bills that they're trying to move through at the state level. And it's not just happening in Georgia. It's happening nationwide. And it burns my soul to see this stuff coming through. One of our Mallory Staples with the Georgia Freedom Caucus has done an excellent job at presenting these bills, showing what's in them, how they're going to affect our lives, and who we need to call to get those bills crushed. All it takes is just picking up the phone, calling your representatives and saying, no, we don't support this bill, squash it, we don't want to see it. Even if you were to pick up the phone and say no to all the bills, it would still have an impact. Because 90% of what we saw this year in Georgia were taking away our civil rights and our freedoms. And it was awful.
Yeah. I mean, and that's such a good, poignant way to put it that, you know, this is not about, you know, I think the whole MAGA phrase got hijacked and I think maybe it's just the word again on the end of that. I would have preferred if it was just make America great, because America is a work in progress in its own right, where we're always tweaking and always trying to improve it and always trying to make it, you know, inclusive for all American citizens. The slogan right now is America first. I tend to think of myself as Americans first, and I don't care what you look like, what your background is, what color you are, what religion you are, what your sexual identity is, all of these subgroups that they've tried to divide us all into to divide and conquer, I guess is the best way to put it. But if you're an American and you embrace what we are so privileged to have, and I know you guys probably had the same experience. I can remember as a small kid going to elementary school, just thinking every day, damn, I probably didn't say damn. I probably gotten slapped. My mom wouldn't have liked that. But I can remember moments as a small child saying, I am so lucky to have been born in this country. And it's absolutely heartbreaking to me that now we've got a whole generation of people that are being taught that this is an evil country, and this, and you're cursed to live in such a terrible place where there's so much racism and so much misogyny and so much of all these different things that they've invented to divide people, when being an American is a privilege that all of us should enjoy and embrace together. And I'm interested to hear you guys' thoughts on that rant.
Well, I think the way government is run now is absolutely backwards to the forward thinking of what America has always been about. I mean, it is coming from every angle. And I got tired of it personally. My wife got tired of seeing me scream at the TV, and I didn't really physically get involved until a year ago. And a year ago, I met up with Brian and them at the Golden Corral, sat down, had lunch. I liked what I heard. I stuck around. Chris Slate, who is running for office here in Hall County as a magistrate clerk, she had a next door neighborhoods little post going, all eyes on government. I joined that. And then when I got more involved and took off, I started posting more and more on different social sites. And this thing just grew. And that's where Terry came in at. Terry just joined us 4 weeks ago. And that was from me ranting on all eyes on government on Next Door.
That's awesome. We were supposed to have Terry on today. She had some problems with her connection. So we'll get her on next week, because she's new to kind of your guys' group. We go all the way back to high school. We graduated 10 or 12 years ago. I made her promise she wouldn't divulge the exact year. But I've known her a long time, but I wanted to get her perspective, and we'll have her on our next show to kind of get the follow-up to this, because she's somebody that you guys have energized. And I think, Brian, if you want to respond to this, I think that's what movements like the one you guys are initiating really does. It kind of picks up people that, you know, are aware of things and are concerned about things. But I know just from talking to her a little bit about this, you guys have just energized her and have just her whole enthusiasm about being a citizen and a participant in this representative republic we have. That's the kind of groundwork, the grassroots, I keep calling it, that needs to happen to get more people involved, because all American voices should be part of this process. And Brian, I'll let you respond to that.
Well, Chair, over the last couple, 3-4 years since the last election, and we all realized that it was stolen, and they've been lying to us systematically from top to bottom. And we're waking up. Several of us have woken up a few years ago. Some are waking up last week, and we're continuing to wake up people every week and let them know that they're not alone out there. They're not crazy. and there's something that they can do about it. We've got local volunteers that are so engaged. They are poll workers. They're poll watchers. They attend the election board meetings, both at the county level and at the state level. And they'll get up and speak out at the county level and at the state level to let the politicians know, let the elected officials know that we're not happy with the way things are going, and that we intend to take it back and bring it back. And so we're seeing folks like Terry and others, so many others, are getting involved to do something to move the ball forward to take our country back.
You know, JR, I think about what you guys are doing, and it sounds like you're starting where it needs to start at the local and state level. But, you know, because that's the foundation for our whole system. But I think, too, another criminal thing that we're seeing is our children aren't being taught civics and government and the greatness of what this country stands for and what it means. But I think people need to make the connection that really these kind of initiatives start locally and on the state level, because what we're up against right now is what the founders were absolutely adamantly trying to prevent, which was a massive central government where people that think they know better, that they don't think American citizens should have the right to make their own decisions and don't have the judgment to decide what kind of vehicles to drive and what kind of products to use and et cetera. So you've got this movement that's been kind of laying in the weeds for many years and has tried to pop up numerous times throughout American history. And right now they're emboldened. And I think the big fear for me is I don't think these people will stop at anything to hold on to the power and control that they have in this massive federal government. If you've been to Washington, D.C. or Northern Virginia lately, it is the most boom area you've ever seen, because the greatest enterprise growth business in the world's history is the U.S. government. Biden and them are talking about all the jobs they've created. Well, about a third of those jobs are government positions in Washington and Northern Virginia. It's absolutely ridiculous. The growth and the massive, power grab that's gone on with bureaus and agencies and departments. So you guys starting at the local and state level is really the key, and all 50 states need to do the same thing.
Well, I've always been a firm believer you need to challenge government, not just accept.
Yes.
You've got to find out what their intent is and how that intent is going to affect you and your community. Your community. If, let's say, for instance, like just went on here, they have brought in, I don't know, I think it's a total of 5,000 apartment units here to Hall County. Well, they gave those apartment unit owners a 15-year tax break as an incentive to build those apartments. Well, we, as the taxpayers, are going to absorb that incentive. We've seen a massive increase in our tax property taxes, and we have all been talking about it. And that was one of the ways I got started, was when I saw my tax bill. It's just been incredible. So we started challenging that. Now we're making a little bit of headway. We're not making a great deal of headway, but if we, as the citizens of the county, unite and challenge government with that, yes, we can have a greater impact. And that's just an example of what we've tried to do.
Yeah. And it goes from there, because the conception of this country was the states were going to be handling their own affairs. And really the role of the federal government was only intended to be, and this is ironic as can be, is national defense and sovereignty of maintaining the borders. And, good grief. Look at what the military has been absolutely deluded with all of this insistence that, I mean, I heard somebody testifying to a Senate committee recently that the greatest threat to our national security was not initiating further DEI policy. It's just lunacy. And I don't even need to get me started about the border, because those are the two predominant roles that federal government was supposed to handle. But for the federal government to be involved, the creation under the Carter administration of the Department of Education is the perfect example of federal government being where they don't belong. The schools and education of our children need to be local and state issues, not a federal issue. And, you know, people misunderstand, you know, people that have the mindset that the three of us have. But, you know, I think you guys will agree, we're not anti anybody. We're pro-American, pro-opportunity. Everybody should have access to the American dream, but you don't achieve that by penalizing the Americans that have their nose to the grindstone and work hard and pay their taxes and do the right things, because the word equity doesn't mean you're right lifting people up. Equity means you're dragging people down to meet somewhere in the lower or middle, so the elites can tell us all what's to do. And I'd like to hear your guys' reaction to that, because I think in a nutshell, that's what people need to understand, is that, you know, this country is founded on the principle that we make our own decisions, and we are the government, and that's slipping away really quickly.
Ryan? You want to take the goals?
Sorry.
So I want to go a little bit of a tangent there.
Sure.
Some of us grew up thinking that, well, as long as it's a good guy, as long as it's a Republican running for office, and that Republican wins office, then we've won. The people have won. But that's not necessarily true. We've seen and we've analyzed that a lot of the elected officials that call themselves Republican, their definition of Republican is a lot different from what you and I may have as that definition.
We score their voting record.
Their voting record, and we've explored a lot of that. Through the Freedom Caucus, through the John Birch Society. We're connected with a lot of different groups that are conservative, and we build a coalition from all of those resources to further the MAGA Georgia movement. We've assembled, you know, several thousand names of patriots throughout the state of Georgia that we're beginning to work with at this level. So, for example, in Hall County, think JR. How many different candidates that are running in this cycle that are grassroots candidates, that are America First candidates, have our group put forward? I can think of maybe five or six.
I think we're promoting a total of eight.
Eight, okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's a total of eight. We've at least had eight come and speak at many of our events.
Yeah,
we've got a couple of more speaking engagements coming up on Wednesday, and they all came in to say why they were running, what their goal was, and whatnot. But you know, when it comes to records, we're looking and truly trying to vet the candidates and see what their fundamental America First constitutional beliefs are, and then putting them forth. And we're promoting them. I mean, and they all
absolutely
have, like yesterday, I was at a private home with the gentleman running for sheriff here in Hall County, Jim Hammack. And Jim and I just went in talking about the grassroots movement, and I did a quick 20-minute presentation, and I gave the floor to Jim and let Jim tell everybody why everybody should vote for him for sheriff here in Hall County. And Jim's a constitutional first person.
That's great. Well, let me ask you guys a kind of a concluding question, because I've really appreciated the, you guys coming on. And if somebody's listening in Clarksville, Tennessee, or Greensboro, North Carolina, or wherever they might be, what would be your advice to how to get one of these movements started where they are? Is it as simple as organizing a luncheon, once a week and start to invite people to come in? And is that basically the square one? Is that what you would advise, or give some people some guides on how they can get some initiatives started in their communities?
Well, we've actually taken the initiative on that, and we've kind of set up a program to help them get started. Like if you go online, you can pull up ma-ga.org. That's magageorgia.org. And we've got, you can sign up there. Tell us how you'd like to get structured. We can help you build your base, build your leadership, and help you set up your presentations to reach the small groups to build the bigger group. I'm also set up on MA-GA group on Facebook if you'd like to come there and join as well. So we've got a couple of avenues. We've also done, we've got presentation bases, and then we can show you what we've been doing, and you can take that and look and see if that's something you want to initiate in your community.
Well, I can't thank you guys enough for taking the time. I'll give you a chance to give some final thoughts, but this is where it's got to start. And I've been talking about this for a long time. So when I became aware of what you guys were doing, I really wanted to get you on and give people an idea of what it's like to step up and say, you know, we've had enough of this. The American people are a force. I believe we are born and are privileged to live in the greatest country ever conceived. But you've got to fight for it. Citizenship comes responsibility, and being silent and just kind of shrugging your shoulders and saying, oh, well, you know, I'm just one person, there's nothing I can do about this. Again, that just feeds the beast of what we are affected with right now. And I applaud you guys tremendously for the efforts you've made, and would like to continue to check in with you periodically and see what kind of progress is being achieved. So give you both a chance for some final thoughts and some words to our listeners.
Good deal. So it could be as simple as a casual conversation at church with some of the folks that you know. It could be wearing a America First hat. Make America Great Again hat to the grocery store, to Walmart, engaging with somebody when they ask you about your hat, a T-shirt. You may see somebody that is wearing a patriotic shirt, and you engage them in a conversation, and then you build a relationship from there. And sure, you know, get together at the local restaurant, at the Waffle House, or wherever is convenient in your community. To build a coalition and start building that synergy so that you can put together a group and then make effective changes in your local community.
Yeah. And
go ahead, JR.
We hear it a lot that people are scared to, you know, get out and do this stuff.
Yes.
And there's no reason to be scared. These same people you're putting in office are the same people you were sitting next to in church last week.
Mm-hmm.
These are the same people. So
that's the way the system was devised.
Engage them, talk to them, find out what their beliefs are. And you'll come to realize real fast, once you really look at the voting records, some of these people we were believing in that we were going to put into office to carry our beliefs and our values into the Capitol, the White House, or wherever. I mean, they get there and they turn on you. And that's where we're scoring them. And then we're vetting new candidates and we're going to replace them.
Well, that's great, because you're right. I heard it's been repeated a lot that 100% of the Democrats in Washington are Democrats, but only about 40% of the Republicans are really Republicans. The other 60 are bought in and on in the greatest gig in the world, being part of the massive federal government. And I think you guys, one of you made the distinction. This is not necessarily Republican versus Democrat. This is America first against these people that want to transform us into some global world citizen. And, you know, that's not the direction we need to go. And I think the final point needs to be this movement does not exclude anybody. This is a gigantic tent and everybody who's pro-America is welcome.
Oh yeah. We don't.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, guys, I can't thank you enough for coming on with us and letting some other voices besides mine be heard. I'm sure Tony, as the proprietor of the station and other listeners, are delighted that we had some refreshing new perspectives, and we'll reach out and get Terry's problems addressed, because as a new member of your organization, I really want to get her input as well. But we'd like to continue to check in with you guys, and I congratulate you on stepping up and really doing the most American thing possible, which is engaging others and really starting at the level where it needs to start. So both of you, J.R. Brian, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck. God bless you guys and God bless America. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Kip.
Thank you, Kip. Thank you,
Tony. Great guys. Just loved to have them on today, and I hope it inspires some people listening to just start small. Get a group in your neighborhood, on your street, people that you see at breakfast or at lunch or coworkers or family members or anybody. Start these small movements, and they grow quickly, because people love our country, and we don't need to just stand idly by and let it be hijacked into something that was never intended to be. We're not anti-anybody. We're pro-American. This is Kip Kiefer. That's Need to Know for this week. Thanks again to our special guests. Hope all of you have a wonderful week. We'll see you next Monday.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.